Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up to see the champion sword swallower. Oops. Maybe not. Step right up and see High Voltage Harriet defy death as hundreds of volts of electricity surges through her. Wait, two for two. Not quite the Vault Keeper's day today. How about we just stick with our new exhibit of injustice, devoted to purveyors of ghastly, harmless pranks gone askew. Like these three idiots, let me introduce you to Paul Barnes, Clyde Winkowski, and Rhys Ramsey, all of whom figure prominently in one of the darkest stories in the vault. It's called The Grave Wager. Ready?
The Dominion of the Damned! Witness scenes of murder committed by legendary murderers Billy the Kid, Ned Kelly, and Jack the Ripper. Watch the undead walk the earth. See the beheaded victims of the French Revolution. You're about to behold sights so strange, so horrifying, so utterly monstrous, that I urge those of you who are easily frightened or upset, who suffer from nervous disorders, weak hearts, or queasy stomachs, who experience nightmares, and any children under the age of 12 to forego witnessing this exhibit. See Frankenstein's monster as it comes to hideous life. Step right this way. Sorry, my friend. 12 or over for this menagerie of monsters. See the vampire Nosferatu as he swoops in on his unsuspecting victim. All for free with your general admission ticket. Step right this way. Step right this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is gonna be awesome. Can't wait to do this. Ramsey, you suffer from nervous disorders?
Nope. You got a weak heart?
Nope.
Anything give you a queasy stomach?
Hey, your mom.
Shut up, you dick. Come on.
So stupid. How do they even know that's what Jack the Ripper looks like?
It's why he didn't come in disguise.
Oh, and here's the undead. Oh, could this get any worse?
I don't know, man. These ones actually look pretty real.
Are you serious? This is the stupidest.
Bring it down, you guys are out of here. Come on.
Come on.
Let's go.
I paid to be here.
Move it.
Let's
go, all of you.
Get out of here. Straight undemocratic.
Move my father.
Out.
You know my father?
Stay out of here! Get out!
Oh. Yeah,
all right,
old man.
Oh, man. I want to kill him, too. No, it's good that you guys got me out of there,
yeah,
because
right.
I would have killed him.
Are you?
What?
I go from zero to screw you pretty damn quick.
Admit it, dude. That actor scared the crap out of you pretty damn quick.
Up yours, Polly. I can handle a dead guy. Just not when they jump out at me.
Yeah, you wouldn't last 10 minutes with a dead guy.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say that to my face?
Okay. Oh. You wouldn't last 10 minutes with one.
Whoa, dude, come on, you asked,
you asked. Get out of here, come on.
Getting seriously morbid all of a sudden.
I could do 10 minutes in a room with a dead guy, you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
right. Hell yes.
Make it an hour.
Make it all night.
You're telling me you could spend all night in a room with a dead guy?
Yeah. What, you doubt me?
For shame.
For shame?
Why?
Elizabeth the First over here.
Why? Okay. You want to make a bet on that?
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, how much?
$100.
Make it 500.
$500? Where the hell you got that kind of money?
I got it.
Question is, do you?
Well, I could do 150, I guess.
I don't know. I'd have to move some stuff around.
$500, yes or no?
Okay. You're on. You get to spend a whole night with a dead body.
Yeah, all right. I'm in. So where do we get it?
I don't know. That's your problem. Just make sure wherever we do this thing, there's open windows. That thing's going to stink.
Yeah. The warehouse where my brother's band used to rehearse.
Oh, by the waterfront? What about it? It's a hole.
Well, yeah, but somebody's tearing it down next Friday.
Ah.
We do this before they come in, and, like, we won't even have to clean up or anything.
Yeah.
You know, outside of getting the body out.
Yeah, all right, that works. Just tell me when, and I'll be there.
We'll tell you when to be there.
Better have my $500 when I win.
Okay, all right, we'll have your $500. Whatever.
That was stupid. What?
Where the hell are we going to get a dead body?
Hell with that. Where am I going to get $250?
You know what? We'll get it from my brother.
What, he owe you money?
Not what I mean.
Yeah, all right, yeah. We still need a body.
Hey, what are you two idiots still doing here?
Hey, Kadeem.
Oh, hey, what's up, Denzel?
Shut up, fool.
Hey, just a little joshing, my brother. No need to get all up in my face about it.
Yeah, I heard Mike already did that when he threw your skinny asses out after that actor made a pass to Ramsey.
Well, he would have taken him, just didn't want to mess up his Sunday best.
Yes.
Look, you guys want to hang out with him? Whatever. But you know that Reese Ramsey's a borderline psycho. And one day, he's going to do something really stupid.
So
and I don't mean trying to beat up a gym teacher.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
And you two are going to go down with him again while I get to sit on the sidelines with a big old smile across my face.
Right.
Just like this one.
Yeah, blow me.
Kadeem?
Hey, Pacey, what do you need?
When your break's over, can you take over for Mary at the front gate?
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Kadeem.
Thanks, Kadeem.
Yeah, don't mind them.
Whatever. See you in a bit.
Ah, damn, I didn't know this place was an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, that's PC. He's a nice guy, and I don't want to hear either one of you make fun of him again. You got me?
Let go!
Got it?
That's it, fine, just let go. Fuck.
Get out of here. I mean, off the grounds. And out of the damn parking lot, or next time you get to deal with Mike. Again.
Whatever. Hey, where the hell were you?
Watching.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, man. You see that guy?
You've been seeing Kadeem since middle school, you douche.
I mean, Pacey.
Oh.
You look at him in just the right way in the light,
yeah.
And I swear he could pass for one of those zombies.
Yes. He's thin enough.
Ramsey didn't see him, did he?
Did you see him before now? No, so that means he didn't. Hey, are you all right?
Yeah. He'd pass for a dead guy real easy.
Yeah,
it'll work. I mean, he'll need some makeup.
Yeah.
Look, it beats looking for the real body, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
that room in the back. The lights are crap, so that would help.
We tell him
the body came from, like, a medical school or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's already been injected with that stuff.
Whatever it is,
it won't stink up the room. Not like that room doesn't already stink, you know what I'm saying?
Dude! That guy's not gonna go along with it.
Oh, he will. He will.
Uh-huh.
We just have to be real nice to him.
Real nice, okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
I tell him
why.
Closed. You remember me from earlier?
Yeah. I remember something about security throwing you the hell out.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, how long have you been working here?
Why? What's it to you?
I'm sorry. I'm just curious. I'm Paul.
Oh, congratulations. I clean the grounds and fix the ice cream machines, and I do the makeup for the Dominion of the Damned.
Oh, sounds fun. Okay if I smoke?
Sure. And it ain't.
Well, how much you get paid for all that work?
Oh, I got a trailer, I got food, I'm not on the street anymore. Figure that's better than where I was a couple years ago. Now, if you got nothing else, you can get the hell out of here.
You were on the streets?
Had some problems a long time ago. I'm better now.
Sorry. No. No. You know what? That's not right. You do a lot of hard work. You ought to get paid for it. You want to help me pull a prank on someone? There's $100 in it for you.
What?
I'm serious.
$100? Yeah, right.
150 then.
$150 to pull a joke on someone.
Yeah, well, we got a bet going, and we need your help. It's a real elaborate joke, okay? Come on, betting it's more than what you make working at this shithole in a day. Fine, you know what? You know what? Sorry to bother you, okay?
Well, wait. Make it 200.
200? Dude!
You want my help? It's 200. Now, that's more than what I make at this shithole in a day.
Yeah, all right. 200. What night you got off?
Wednesday.
Let's do Wednesday, then. Here's what I need you to do.
That means all night. You gotta pee, there's a bathroom next door.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
Man, you all right?
Never better. Just did a little something to keep me up.
Keep you up? You can sleep in the room, asshole. You just can't leave.
No. I want to be awake for this one. Just trying to decide what I should name the body. Paul or Clyde?
Shut up. All right. We're here. All right. Okay. We're here.
Okay. Oh, son of a bitch, under this light, you look
dead,
so...
right?
Yeah.
First time I ever did the makeup on myself instead of Dave.
It looks so good. All right, hop up here. Okay. On the table. Yep. Oh, okay. Remember to roll over on your right side. That way he can't see you breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an idea.
What?
This is good.
What's good?
A way to make sure we win this thing. Listen.
Okay. It's really good.
Alright, you know what I'm gonna do with this $500, buddy?
Yeah,
I'm going to. No! Damn! Where'd you find him?
Oh, we stole it from a medical school. Stab wounds. They got to use him for classes. Yeah.
Good job! I thought you said it wasn't gonna stink.
Yeah, that's the room, Ramsey. You wanna see him?
Oh, no. You can keep him covered. Let's just get this over with.
All right, then. See you tomorrow. Oh, and I left you some reading material on the chair.
Books. Because you read so good.
Comic books?
Scary comic books.
Whoa.
Just for you, my big boy.
Oh, yeah. You better have my $500. You better have it. Horror House from Gory Comics. Okay, Clyde. Let's you and me do this.
What do you mean Ramsey was freaking out?
What do you mean, what do I mean? He was freaking out, like Johnny Depp in that movie, Fear and Loathing.
No more than usual.
But a little bit more than usual. He was running off at the mouth. I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Man, is he tripping? He's tripping.
He walked in here just fine. Wait, do you mean like acid?
No, he's tripping on a Sharpie pen. Yeah, acid. Didn't your brother's bassist do acid?
Yeah.
Basie. Oh, God. We gotta turn around. Turn around. What? Turn around. We gotta get back. Come on.
Go in.
Sick of this baby stuff. You should have at least brought me some porn to look at. All right, $500. $500, only 6 more hours. 6 more hours. Ah! Did you just move? Stay down. Don't laugh at me! Don't come one! He's down, he was moving, he's dead. It was a joke, man! He works at the carnival! He was supposed to scare you out of the room, man! It was a joke! It was a joke!
We gotta get rid of the body!
Indeed, that really was a grave wager. Wouldn't you agree?
We find the defendant, Rhys Ramsey, guilty. We find the defendant, Paul Bonds, guilty. We find the defendant, Clyde Lenkowski, guilty.
Ha 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 ha